96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
And as long as I got my suit and tie, I'm gonna leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up to the nines. Let me show you a good thing.
Suit and tie, dresses and heels, whatever you like. It's time to get it together for spring and summer. For the shopaholics or frugal Frannies and Freds, we're going to help you look your best as the warmer weather gets closer. My guests are fashion experts Maggie Francois and Kenny Cass Flanagan. If you have questions about how to make sure that you're looking good as the spring and summer approach, now is the time to call. Even if we're talking about trendy stuff or traditional clothing and grooming mainstays, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. This is as close as you're going to get to having a personal stylist without having to pay for it. How you guys doing?
Oh,
doing
man.
Good. Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming in to help us look good, you know, for the spring. I want to start ladies first, Maggie.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, absolutely. Always.
Yes.
Always ladies first.
It's always ladies first. What is happening when it comes to spring? What do you expect to see the ladies who, you know, who don't want to look silly or out of place when weather starts to warm up?
Oh my gosh, there's so many different trends that are going to be out for the season, from pleated skirts to ruffles, all different type of structured pencil skirts. You can just rock so many different looks. Mm-hmm. I mean, and colors are going to be, I think, very vibrant this season, which I saw on a runway when I was at New York Fashion Week, you know, so... You know, we're going to see a lot of that.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that, because I saw in some magazine a couple of weeks ago that black and whites were coming back. Is
okay,
that true?
Black and whites are always going to be out.
Never,
I mean, that's a classic.
Anywhere.
That's never going anywhere. I think half my wardrobe is black and white because it's simple. It's classic. You can pair it up with so many different colors. So that's never going anywhere.
Okay. All right, Cass, what about for the fellas? Are we still sticking with, you know, with flat fronts and the W.C. Fields? You know, I haven't gotten the lapel pins yet. No, I haven't got one of those.
I haven't either. Okay. I haven't gotten into it, but it's gonna be a lot of color.
You guys might need to bring that back.
Color. It's gonna be a lot of color, so it's gonna be a lot of fun. You know, now it's time for the guys to step up and just say, you know what, I'm gonna be me. I'm in the gym, so now I can wear the clothes that I want to wear.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time for them to just step up and just start being happy and not being so traditional. You know, we live in the nation's capital,
right?
So it can be very minute, very traditional grays, blues, whatever that looks like. But we have a lot of guys who are stepping out of that box.
Okay. Yes.
And especially with the customers that I'm getting right now, they like, you know, hey, Cass, I want some color. You know, I'm tired of looking at my closet. My closet looks like a morgue, and I want some color to add to
it.
Well,
you just said it. If the closet looks like a morgue, how do you do black and white? I mean,
but
even
do black and white
black
on
and white
ladies
is easy.
Okay.
It's a little different than black and white on men. I mean, we make it look sexy.
You do. Well, the men, I'm gonna be honest with you. More so when the men are doing the black and white, it's really when they're on the go. Or they just want something simple, or they'll actually wear black so they can wear some popping shoes.
Okay.
To bring their shoes out. So it just really depends on that person or what it is. But I'm over the black and white. I really, to be truly honest with you, I really just got into wearing black probably maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
Now, for example, black and white, let me just throw this one in. Beyonce just walked
to
D.C. today.
That's right.
To the Easter Egg Roll with a black and white long
Looking sick. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, it was beautiful. It's black and white, simple, but it was clean, classic. The cut was And very then, structured.
And then the baby came in. and just she had on like a chinchilla fur.
Well, let me go to the phone lines because we usually get a lot of phone calls, and I want to make sure that people have an opportunity to ask what they need to ask about looking good spring and summer. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Carolyn calling from Stafford, Virginia. Hey, Carolyn, what's on your mind?
Hi. I was wondering, can you wear sleeveless to the office?
You want to answer that?
You can answer as well. I mean, it depends on how the sleeveless is cut, and also the office atmosphere. So, is it in a professional corporate office, or is it somewhere where you're more loungy?
It
depends.
There's also, just to piggyback off of that, there's a length of sleeveless that you want to there's a length of sleeveless that you would probably want to wear, like Maggie said, what's appropriate for your office. A lot of offices are becoming very casual, so you have to figure out what that is, and really play with some things. Wear different levels of sleeves to work and just see what really makes you feel good.
Well, Carolyn, let me ask you, what kind of office are you talking about?
That's important.
Because, Michelle Obama, the First Lady, has always worn sleeveless dresses.
At the White House.
I mean, how much more appropriate can you be when you're talking about, being First Lady, White House, et cetera? What kind of office are we talking about?
We're talking about like social services.
Oh. So you're talking a government office.
Government office. So it can. Ooh, that's a tricky one.
Well,
Depending on where.
I worked with the government a long time ago.
Okay.
And you could pretty much get away with almost anything.
Okay. See, I haven't worked with the government, so I have
not
no
knocking
idea.
The government, but you could pretty much get away with anything. I say have fun. I say get back into your closet, have fun with your clothing. Be happy about what you wear and feel confident about it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, well, Carolyn, thank you so much for calling and good luck with that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking about getting your fashion wardrobe together for spring and summer, whether you are doing something a little more trendy, or whether you're doing some more traditional things, along the sleeveless tip, what about sleeveless all year long? Obviously, we're coming out of cooler weather, but if you're indoors, well, there you go, as Maggie shows us the guns there. Maggie's been in the gym.
Yeah.
Yes. or lifting tiramisu, whichever.
With something. Yeah. I lift the tiramisu. Okay. Okay. Wait.
So what about, are sleeveless dresses, for example, appropriate all year long?
I think you can do sleeveless dresses all year long.
I agree.
You can pair it up with a blazer. Like right now I have on a sleeveless dress with a sweater.
Fellas,
it's just
how
you do
it.
Can you stop, Kenny? Also, you can also wear it with one of those long sweaters like Free People.
Absolutely.
I mean, make it look fly. I mean, it's all about how you accessorize, the sleeveless dress.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, there you go. I have a question for Cass because, I love suits. Don't have a chance to wear them because I don't wear the jacket around here. But one of the things that, even if it's a little edgy, I'm a little concerned about seeing men walking around in suits that are just, particularly the legs, that are so tight that they look like they would be singing soprano. Now, granted, I understand slim fit, but are we getting
not
too
slim?
Yeah, too slim. What's going on?
I feel like the guys are not being properly taught.
Okay.
They're getting a hold of the trend and seeing what's trendy, but not what works for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it comes to really getting connected to a tailor, such as myself or anyone else out here, to really have those guidelines. Like my pants, they're very, very tailored. People see my suits, they're tailored, but I know my limit. My limit is a 7 width.
Mm-hmm.
I see some guy,
7 inches.
7 inches wide.
Right, for the cuff.
Exactly.
All right.
It's 7 inches wide for the width. I've seen guys do 6.5, and I just think that is like really borderline gone crazy.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Destiny calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Destiny. What's on your mind?
I was wondering, what would be the outfit choice if you were going for an interview? It's like a 18-year-old teenager said.
Oh, man, that's such a great question. 18-year-old going for a job interview. Where is the job interview? I mean, what kind of
right.
what kind of
that's
place?
That's important to know.
Probably working for, like, maybe just, like, a hair place or something small, like, first job.
Hair place? Like, you mean,
like a
salon?
Hair salon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me, personally, if I had to give you that advice, still dress like you're going to a regular job.
Yes, definitely.
Because first impression is always your last impression. So still go in there knowing that you are capable when you're ready and you're about your business. A lot of times I see people who even come to me asking for jobs. They look like they just got off the basketball court or they look like they're getting ready to go to the club. So it's a little conflicting. So my thing is, if it's a guy or a girl, if it's a guy, wear a tie, wear a shirt, wear slacks and a jacket, like actually like you're going to the office.
Mm-hmm. And if it's a girl, I mean, definitely you want to make sure your skirt is appropriate, an appropriate length. You don't want it too short and give off the wrong message as well.
Oh, there you go, Destiny. Thank you so much, and good luck. I've got a break coming up shortly, but before I do, I want to make sure that all of our listeners have an opportunity to call in because we are helping you change your look, improve your look. So please give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Real quick, Maggie, where can people find you in cyberspace?
Cyberspace. Oh, my gosh, my name.
No, there you go.
www.maggyfrancois.
You want to slow down and try that one more time because you know your name. Okay.
M-A-G-G-Y, F as in Frank, R-A-N-C-O-I-S, MaggieFrancois.com.
Okay, and Cass, where can folks find you? You like to contact folks on Facebook.
Facebook, they can contact me at Kenny Cass Flanagan on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Or if your friend, if your listeners are swabby, IG,
Instagram,
which is Cass, K-A-S,
and mine
Lifestyle.
And mine is Fancy Friends.
Hold on, Cass.
K-A-S, Lifestyle, and on Instagram and Twitter is Cass the Designer.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Listen, need to take a break, but if you're on the phone, Chris calling from Clinton, Brian calling from Landover, Tommy calling for Upper Marlboro. We are going to talk to you. And I've got some questions about the fellas, too. I saw some major fashion faux pas. Oh, boy, but at least they were in church, so that's fine.
Easter Sunday.
Yeah, Easter Sunday, but I have some questions.
Let's talk about what I saw online.
Yeah, we
got to
talk about that, too. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay on the phone. You will be able to hear the program, and we're going to take your calls. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is